Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Morning, welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Day 38 of the government shutdown. You're going to hear a lot about travel concerns for those who are flying in particular, and that's where we start this morning from CBS, Michael George.
Get ready for a rocky ride if you have any upcoming travel plans. The Trump administration's order to cut air traffic at the nation's 40 busiest airports goes into effect today. Now, more than 1,000 flights have already been canceled, according to FlightAware, a website tracking flight disruptions, and that number will likely keep climbing. Airlines say they're trying to minimize the impact on passengers. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. So now we've got thousands of Americans having their flights canceled due to the shutdown. Will they at least get their money back?
Generally speaking, yes. The carriers are required to offer refunds for canceled flights, but each airline has its own stipulations, so you definitely want to check with the one that you are planning to fly. Now, some of the big airlines have canceled 200-plus flights for today alone, and that's just the beginning.
Anxiety and delays growing at airports nationwide.
I'm like, am I going to get to my destination? Am I going to make it back from my destination?
Starting today, airlines are scrambling to cut hundreds, if not thousands, of flights a day to hit the FAA's target of gradually reducing air traffic at 40 of the nation's biggest airports by next week.
I'm kind of making contingency plans to drive the whole way if I need to.
The goal, alleviate pressures due to a surge in sick calls from air traffic controllers working without pay because of the federal government shutdown.
They're worried about putting gas in their car. They're worried about putting food on the table. As that risk increases, you have to begin reducing the capacity of the system.
Today, new hope of some relief for the 42 million Americans getting SNAP food aid. Thursday, a judge ordered the Trump administration to fully fund SNAP after it said it would only provide partial funding.
Let's give dollars back to families to be able to buy food again to feed their kids.
The Trump administration says it plans to appeal.
In the midst of a shutdown, we can't have a federal court telling the president how he has to triage the situation.
As the shutdown hits day 38, today the Senate could try a slightly different tactic to entice moderate Democrats, voting on the House funding bill with the goal of amending it.
And those amendments would include long-term spending bills as well as an extension of government funding past the current November 21st date. The details we don't know quite yet. They only need a handful of Dems to come over, but one Senate Democrat said without something on health care in the bill, the vote is very unlikely to pass.
CBS's Jared Hill pointing out that United States Senators Dave McCormick, who appeared with Colin Dunlap yesterday, is obviously trying to get more votes. And Democratic Senator John Fetterman is also voting to open the government.
And I'll have some comments from Senator McCormick coming up in our 6:30 news, part of his conversation with Colin.
Suffice to say, people are angry. They're upset. 2 million Pennsylvanians without SNAP benefits or partial benefits, we hear, but as far as I know, no one has received them yet. Some states saying even with that, it's only funding half a month's worth, and it may take months to get those benefits.
And then yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the Trump administration must pay the SNAP benefits fully for the month of November. I don't know how this is all going to work out.
And they're pushing back on that, so it'll go back to court on appeal. But they got to decide quickly if it's going to truly help people in the moment. And more people, 130,000 in Allegheny County alone without SNAP benefits. So if you have neighbors, maybe that live alone, check on them, see if you can help. There are food drives going on around the region. I know corporations have stepped up. Giant Eagle kicked in $1 million for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank.
This talk reminds me of my childhood. When my sister and I were little, and my mom was working a job, my dad was at the same, we're just getting started in the we had relatives, Aunt Mary and Uncle John would drop by a bag of groceries on the front porch. We'd get home and there'd be groceries on the front porch.
Oh.
That's the way to do it. You know someone? Drop them off.
Yeah, and this is in no way, shape, or form a situation where somebody should feel, you know, less than because they need help. People are willing to help.
And another one that I would like to have the opportunity to try myself someday is just to go ahead and get it arranged so I'm going to be able to help the people ahead of me in line with their groceries for the day.
And
That you know, for me, I'm a single guy. I don't spend a lot on groceries.
There's a guy, a dad. His name's AJ PGH on social media, and he blew up on TikTok because him and his son are doing a food bank / food drive in their front yard. So, to listeners, also maybe look him up. I reached out, didn't hear back, but yeah, everyone's trying to come together.
I'm really disappointed in our elected officials at the federal and state level in this situation. And this isn't about
Larry, I've been working with you for a long time now, and I've never heard you speak like this ever until now.
And that is because it's affecting families and children and everyone to some degree. And now travel's disrupted, and it's because of their politics, both sides pointing the finger at each other. I'm not interested in that part of it right now. I'm interested in the practical part of getting food to people who need it, first and foremost. And they should be ashamed of themselves to be in this position. An International Intuit Day.
Intuit, like Intuit, the company?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or?
Inuit.
Inuit. Okay. You're talking about the Alaska, the Canadian, the Canadian natives.
Sorry. They're part of our people.
I can't remember. Inuit, is that Alaska or is that Canada?
I think you're right. No, I think you're... They call Native Americans in Alaska First Nations people.
That's clever.
Yeah. All right, I've got some good stories for you. Do you know what a haberdashery is?
I do. Harry Truman used to have one.
Haberdashery, Aaron?
No, I don't know anything.
It turns out Prince Harry faked it when he wore a Dodgers hat in the World Series game, one of the games in Los Angeles. He was among the many fans. He now admits he's been a Blue Jays fan for years. And when he took a trip to Toronto this week, he apologized to the city for not wearing the right hat. He said he was invited to sit in the dugout by the Dodgers owner. The Duke of Sussex added that when you're bald and sitting under the floodlights, you'll take any hat.
Okay, so what's the connection with haberdashery?
They call it Harry's haberdashery apology.
Oh, okay.
For his...
Yes, a haberdashery is a men's clothing store, like Larimore's.
Like, oh, Yes, right? Clara Morse.
Yeah, Harry Truman had one that didn't make it. But
they suited me up for the Pittsburgh Speaker Series.
Yeah. You. By the way, I saw your suit.
I wasn't
on
sure.
On that little post you made, you look sharp. You look real
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Yep. I don't know how they were able to make me 4 inches taller. But
is that a charcoal gray
Yes,
suit?
It is.
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
good.
That's. I think that color is one of the best.
Crisp.
In the suit. Yeah.
Yeah, real nice.
Subway assault. Now, do you remember the story of a man who threw a Subway footlong at a Border Patrol
agent? Oh, yes.
He was
raging from across the street at a bunch of officers standing on the curb, and he grew progressively and progressively more out of control, crossed the street, got right in the officer's face, and then he had this footlong Subway sandwich and pelted him with it. He tossed it right into his chest.
Well, check this out. He was acquitted of assault.
A misdemeanor assault, by the way.
It still doesn't mean it's legal to hit someone with your sandwich. The jury found him not guilty of a misdemeanor battery. His lawyers argued the whole thing was blown out of proportion. It was just a harmless free speech gesture.
That's not free speech.
Protest.
That's
no,
free
no,
speech.
You can't hit someone with a sandwich.
Yeah.
God forbid you hit David Balerato, one of our anchors.
Holy gosh.
Can you imagine how that would traumatize him?
He's never eaten a sandwich, he claims. But that would be a salt and pepper with a deadly weapon. Three Chinese astronauts are stranded in orbit. Did you hear about this?
No, I hadn't heard.
Three Chinese astronauts now stranded in orbit after some space junk hit their return capsule. They are up in the Chinese space station.
Wow.
Until Beijing can figure out how to get them back.
So they're not sure they can come back because of the damage then?
Correct. Yeah. They were supposed to return next week after spending 6 months in a capsule. But they say they have plenty of supplies so they can wait it out. But they're stuck. And
why is this happening so often?
I have no idea. This is the second time.
Like, what is going on?
The American astronauts had the same issue
for a very long time.
Boy, over a year, right?
So the
right.
I guess a lot of people are wondering. Yeah, like who goes up and gets them?
Right. I would love to see that entire experience. I don't know.
Who's going to go up and get these Chinese astronauts?
Maybe that's a question you should ask in China.
You knew that was coming.
Incorrigible.
Yeah.
You knew that was coming.
Oh, boy.
That's it. That's all I got. You know what?
I mean, I thought you were, when you said three Chinese astronauts, the next thing I was expecting to hear was, and a panda bear.
What do they eat up there? Chinese food.
Hey, if I had to eat Chinese food for a prolonged period of time, I'd be a happy person.
I love Chinese food.
It's my favorite.
Well, okay, name your favorite
sodium,
dish.
Though.
What's your favorite Chinese dish?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Aaron.
My favorite is sweet and sour or sesame seed chicken with fried rice. Classic.
Mm, Paul?
That sounds pretty good. I would have to pick pork fried rice as my favorite.
I love fresh fried rice.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh my
when
goodness.
You go to one of the hibachi places like in Ichiban, mm-hmm. where they cook in front of you, the original, by the way, place in Pittsburgh to do that
would be Benihana, right?
Before Benihana.
Oh, really?
Actually, right here in the Mount Lebanon area, it used to be a big deal. They would take a Polaroid picture of your group. You know, go through the whole show. The Samurai was the original here in Pittsburgh.
Well,
and now
that?
They're everywhere.
Never heard of that.
I hadn't been to a Benihana before. I had heard about it and finally went with a friend. I've been there a couple times.
Good?
Three times here in Pittsburgh. Oh, I love it. It's a fun experience. A show that they put on in front of you while you're getting ready to have dinner.
The only thing that's a little disturbing is some of them have a little man that they squeeze and he pees on you.
Right.
It's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Now,
with that?
I have experienced that before, but I've never been to a Benihana. Yeah, seriously, I've had that little guy you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's, do we need to do that? Sometimes
I mean, these guys have got some serious knife skills.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes for adults, they'll load it with sake and try to.
Yes. You know,
there's another reason why I like Benihana.
It's a sake night in Pittsburgh.
That's brilliant.
Arigato gozaimasu, tamadashi anata takusan kawaii. Says the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with some special guests. As you know, we're very in tune with the high school community with our high school game of the week for football season and basketball. And we want to introduce you to a high school senior from Shaler, Devin Wilson, who joins us on our live stream, KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK YouTube page. And Devin, along with his dad, Rob, and Tina. Mom, hi, guys. Good to see you on the radio. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Devin, we want to try to help your situation as much as we can and get the word out. So explain kind of where you are right now as a senior at Shaler.
Right now I'm just waiting for a transplant. I'm just doing dialysis.
And it's reached a point where you have to, this dialysis is a life-saving measure. When did you first deal with the first symptoms of having kidney issues?
Probably around November 2023 is when it all started, but mainly the kidney issues probably started around December.
Same year.
Yeah.
And describe for us what kind of symptoms they are. I'm sure a lot of people are curious.
Jump in on this a little bit. So Devin has, he went in to the hospital, like he said, back in November, and he ended up being diagnosed with a couple of rare autoimmune disorders, one particular that is taking out his kidney. Those diseases are somewhat under control right now, but his kidney function is continuing to decrease and continues to decrease and has to be on dialysis 3 days a week.
And when you do that, go ahead, Tina.
No, go ahead.
Also, when you do the dialysis, how long does each one of those sessions take?
It takes about 2 or 3 to 4 hours, just depending on what my weight is when we go in, and I guess how much fluid they need to take off and if I feel well or not.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, he has a dry weight set, so he goes in every morning for it. Well, when he goes in, and they weigh him, and the difference, that's what they take off. So he could be taking like 4 pounds off of fluid this morning. He's actually leaving for dialysis right after this. And Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, he's hooked up to this machine. It cleans his blood. It removes all the extra waste and fluid and everything. Yeah. It's weird too, because you can sometimes see, like, in the face and the body, like, the buildup. You know, and sometimes that's how I can tell when he's sick too. You could see it, like, up in the face, like, okay, we need a good cleaning.
And so, what is the process of trying to find a donor for a kidney like in this day and age?
Become a little more complicated than we thought it was going to be. We're trying to find a living donor for Devin, because the living donor's kidneys will last significantly longer than, if we got someone from a deceased donor, right? So trying to find a living donor has its challenges, because first of all, you need somebody that's willing to do it. You have to have the correct blood types, the correct enzymes, the correct different pieces to the puzzle. And it just takes time. And we kind of know that people have been registering. We just haven't found the correct match yet.
So if somebody is, I mean, this is important, obviously, in this city, unlike maybe anywhere else on earth, we're aware of the organ transplant opportunities. And many of those were, you know, like, I think at Dr. Thomas Starzl back in the day, and the transplant Correct. Community here. So what can people do to try to find help find a match for Devin?
Well, you can go to, there's we're part of UPMC right now, so you can go to livingdonorreg.upmc.com and just sign up, just put your name and mention Devin's name on the form. You can go, we built a website for Devin, it's called devinneedsadonor.com. Tells a little bit about his story, tells a little bit about the process of what it takes to be a living donor, and links you over to the living donor registration page as well.
Yeah, we have the Facebook page with the updates, Devin's Kidney Quest. We're looking to do a billboard. We have t-shirts too. We're just reaching out as far as we can, trying to find that perfect match.
And Devin is spelled D-E-V-E-N, devinneedsadonor.com. And Devin, in the meantime, what are you studying? What would you like to do in the future?
I'm not really planning for college, but in the future, I kind of want to do law enforcement. So probably the academy is my main focus after.
Well, we need
to get you healthy.
Yeah,
we need good young talent.
Kidney.
We're going to help find you, Kidney. I feel confident this community will rise up, as you know, really strong. So, and we need good young men and women in law enforcement. So I don't think you'll have any trouble getting into that field if you want to.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
We might know a guy or two.
There you go.
Well, keep us informed, will you? We'll stay in touch. And if you want to register, devinneedsadonor.com. Devin and Shaler Township. You know, I was born in Millville.
Oh, yeah?
Part of the Shaler area. They used to call us Mildew because we had some flooding issues.
But... I've never heard of that. That's a new
one. Well, wishing and praying for the best for you. Keep your spirits up. A lot of people will be working to try to help. So good luck to you and God bless.
Yeah, we appreciate your time very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for reaching out. We're going to stay in touch. You can go to Devin Needs a Kidney, Devin Wilson, senior at Shaler, and I feel confident we can help find a man.
Others have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
Well, I can certainly identify with that anxious feeling. Today it's, 4% cutback, 5% tomorrow, 6% on Sunday, then by Friday of next week, 10%. Significant travel challenges.
Unless they figure out a way to stop this shutdown and get back to business.
Traffic controllers need paid as TSA agents and our military. And what about feeding our people?
In Louisville, it's now 13 dead and 9 missing after the UPS crash. Mayor Craig Greenberg on the grim task of finding and identifying victims.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
Yeah, they believe there are 9 people who are missing and believed to be dead.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kendall seen pass. Shot. Kendall to Crosby. A power play goal. And the Penguins have the lead.
How about that?
This guy is unreal.
I would highly recommend, if you've never seen Sid play in person, if you can this season, you should. And by the way, it was a great battle between the Pens and Caps. Alexander Ovechkin on Wednesday night notched his 900th goal, which is all-time record, and they showed it on the Jumbotron halfway through the first period.
Oh, good.
And the crowd gave him a standing ovation.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And so did the Penguin team. And then they showed Ovi, you know, on the bench, and he stood up and gave him a salute.
Yeah, that's nice, Larry. By the way, a quick little sidebar here. I should have said that Sidney has scored 2 goals last night that were power play goals. He leads the league with 11 right now.
Pretty special. Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day nationwide is the air travel issues. So we're going to check in with a travel expert. His name is Bobby Laurie, and he co-hosts a show called The Jet Set Travel. He's seen once a month locally here with Pittsburgh Today Live. They call it PTL on KDKA-TV. And also makes appearances on the networks. So I'm curious because Bobby has written a Thanksgiving travel playbook, how to outsmart the shutdown and still make it for dinner. Bobby, welcome to KDK. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're good. I mean, we're good because Paul and I, our anchorman, aren't flying anywhere anytime soon.
Exactly right.
However, I love Thanksgiving travel playbook. Help us outsmart the shutdown and still make it for dinner.
Yeah. Well, you know, things are going to get really iffy starting today. And airlines are taking a look at their schedules and trying to figure out which flights are going to get cut first. And it's going, you know, the airlines are going to be protecting their most profitable flights. They're going to be protecting those transatlantic flights. They're flights that go from hub to hub and between major cities and secondary cities. But those flights that go to the regional airports on regional jets, those are going to be the ones where you really have to look out and be prepared with an alternate route in the event your flight gets canceled.
Yeah, I guess it really doesn't matter how big the planes are. We're just talking about a reduction in the number of flights and the number of planes that have to be handled, not how many people are on them.
That's true, except for the fact that, you know, the regional flights, the smaller jets that only seat 50 or so people, they also take a departure and arrival slot at an airport. So airlines are looking at cutting some of those flights first because it'll be the least impact. And on those regional flights, usually from the hubs, there's one or two flights to a specific destination a day. So if that one flight gets canceled, the airline has another flight to rebook you on. So they are looking at those. But if you are booked on a larger plane, chances are right now you're going to be okay.
So what are your cheat codes? Because TSA has also been affected by the shutdown with some people not showing up in many airports, causing long, long delays to get through.
Yeah, so a good cheat code is, you know, on the TSA's website, they actually have a wait tracker, if you will, of how long it's going to take to get through security at all the major airports. So take a look at that when you're getting ready in the morning to gauge just how early you need to actually get to the airport. The TSA also has an app. You can use the app to track the wait times at your given airport. I would also say something to do is download the app for the airline that you are traveling on. If your flight is going to be affected by this 10% capacity reduction, you're going to get the alert in the app or via email, but in the app, you can rebook yourself almost immediately. Also, airlines, when this happens, especially if we end up with some weather delays and cancellations, which usually happens in the month of November, depending on how long this is going to progress, you're going...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Airlines are going to also be looking at rebooking and trying to place you on other airlines as well. So have a backup plan in place. If they can't get you there on their airline, make sure you know what other airline you might be able to take that they can book you on.
You know, Bobby, we've had reports even before now about a lot of delayed flights, and I would assume that that is going to get worse. And the second question behind that is, are there airports to avoid making connections in right now?
That is a good question. You know, going back to what I just mentioned about weather, you know, if weather comes into play with all of this, things are going to get messy. One of the airports where you always look at some pretty decent weather delays would be Chicago O'Hare. And generally, a lot of flights connect through there because it's an airline hub for two of the majors in the United States. That would be one that I would keep an eye on. I would also keep an eye on Denver. It's another airport where you look at multiple airlines connecting through there, and everyone's going to have to put that 10% reduction in. So flights to cities out of those major hubs are just going to see less flights, less seats, and less capacity.
One of the tips that you give that I think is really important is when you're setting your own flights up, make sure you book a longer layover time, right, Bobby?
That is correct. Yeah, a longer layover time so you're not running to that connection, especially if we're going to be looking at less seats out there. So if there is only one flight a day to the place that you're headed to, you don't want to be the person, you know, sprinting through the airport trying to get on that one plane and then getting stuck in that airport overnight. Something to think about, too, you know, these delays and cancellations are outside of the airline's control, which means the airline is not responsible for giving you a hotel night free if you get stuck overnight, or meal vouchers if you're stuck in the airport. Because it's out of their control, it's all up to you. If it was something within their control, like a mechanical situation, then yes, the airline does have to compensate you with that hotel stay or a meal voucher. But here, you're on your own unless you have travel insurance.
Any other strategies to employ before people start making reservations on the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, you know, I would say, I already mentioned, you know, downloading the airline's app, but something else to do is to make sure you follow the airline you're flying on social media. When these delays and cancellations hit, you don't want to be waiting in those long lines at the airport, and the 1-800 numbers for these airlines are going to be jam-packed with 3- and 4-hour wait times. But all of the airlines employ a social media team that you can chat with in real time on any of the social media networks, that they can actually rebook you on the spot if you can't do it in the app by yourself. So avoid the wait line. Don't make some added stress to your travels, especially around the holidays. Just open up your favorite social media network, chat with the airline, and get yourself rebooked. My biggest tip, though, book yourself on the first departure of the day if you absolutely can. Airlines call that the originator, and that's what their on-time arrivals are based off of for the rest of the day. If that plane departs late, it's going to cause a domino effect. So they really focus on getting that airplane out first in the morning. So if you're booked on that, chances are you're going to be able to get off without a hitch.
That is a great piece of advice. And before you go, Bobby, you, for many years, were a flight attendant, so you literally know the ins and outs.
Yes, I was. I flew for 10 years. I've also worked through a government shutdown where we did have air traffic control issues as well. You know, it's one of the things to remember, especially when you're traveling around the holidays, but now even more so because of the capacity cuts and the government shutdown, is we're all in this together. Treat everyone the way you would like to be treated, and we'll all weather the storm together.
Really appreciate your time, Bobby. Great to meet you, and I know you're seen locally on PTL on KDKA-TV once a month, so if you don't mind, we'll check back with you in the future.
Sounds good. I'll be here. Nice meeting you as well.
All right. Bobby Laurie. Laurie, if you want to search him up.
If you want to just spell it EXPERT, right?
Right.
Yeah, wow.
If you want to search up, he puts out a lot of great information when it comes to travel. Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Yesterday, Colin had a really engaging conversation with United States Senator Dave McCormick about the government shutdown in particular.
Yeah, I've got a nice clip coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yes, and for those that don't know, he's a Republican. Democratic Senator John Fetterman is also voting to open the government up, but he is the lone senator, I believe, or maybe one of two.
Right.
From the Democratic side, and urging people to get this government open so
By
we can
way,
feed our families.
We have a headline here that I've been meaning to get to, and I wanted to share with you. It says, Senate GOP eyes key vote today in different approach to end shutdown. They hope the plan attracts enough Democratic support to end the stalemate. We'll see.
I'm curious if they do find at least a way to open the government, even if it's temporary, what will happen to the SNAP recipients who are waiting.
Will they be back online fast enough that it won't take long?
Right.
I would hope so.
Right, because we're hearing from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Demand is way up. 100,000, 130,000 families affected here in Allegheny County alone, 2 million across the state. And then, as we just detailed, the travel issues that are created now by personnel from the FAA, traffic controllers, TSA. We've been pretty fortunate here.
Now, we have a shutdown, which means that there is going to have to be a restart. It's going to take some time in some places, I would imagine.
To ramp back up.
Yeah.
That said, a couple of other notes. We've got the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow. That is at 10:30, starting at downtown Pittsburgh. And if you haven't been, pretty impressive, and it's a great way to support the men and women who have served us and their families who have also sacrificed. And this is one city where it really has an impact, because per capita, we have one of the biggest veteran populations in the country. And we're going to talk to the founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation here coming up, Steve Monteleone.
Really makes Tuesday a lot more special knowing that, doesn't it?
It does. And Monday's the Marine Corps 250th anniversary. That's going to be a party somewhere. I know they started last night.
Raising one for the hook and anchor.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to reach out. I want to get a Marine Corps general on Monday.
Let's do that. That sounds like fun.
And give us just his take on the historical importance in his mind of the United States Marine Corps. But as we mentioned earlier, the Army celebrated their 250th in June. Last month, it was the Navy's 250th and the Marines coming. But the nation wasn't officially a nation yet.
Yeah.
Isn't
it crazy?
Our military branches, those three in particular, are obviously the Air Force came much later and not until this century. And that came after World War II, basically. Because they used to be known as the Army Air Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever been to a Veterans Day parade, Aaron? Downtown?
No, I actually never have.
They used to do it on November 11th, no matter what day of the week.
That's what I'm used to. That's actually my sister-in-law's birthday. And, I mean, November 11th is, in my mind, Veterans Day. So when did that change? Happen?
Well, they just changed when they do the parade. Veterans Day is still on the 11th.
And, okay, yeah.
And it remains a federal holiday, but, you know, so many events like the one we're talking about now, they move them to the weekend, a handier day.
Yeah, maybe I can make it this weekend. I think, like I said, the longer I work here and the older I get, I'm able to really, really just appreciate, you ponder what they've done for our nation, you know?
And as we learned yesterday, the Grand Marshal who was with us, Andy Neget, a Marine who was wounded with a rocket-propelled grenade in his service in Vietnam that took 80% of his jaw.
My gosh.
And yet he's still, over every single day, as he explained to us, is a challenge. But what I was impressed with was, even though he has every reason to be bitter, he was the opposite. Now, he was grateful for his opportunity to serve and help his fellow veterans. And I think there's some real wisdom in listening, because I've asked many of these veterans, what can we do to help you? Truly. I mean, thanking them for their service is one thing, and they've all said they appreciate that. But sometimes just listening to what they, even if they're not talking about their service, and don't ask certain questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just listen and, you know, be there for them so that they know in those quiet times in the dark that they're not alone and they are appreciated. This is the Big K Morning Show, and joining me, he is the founder and executive director of It's About the Warrior Foundation. In 2012, on an idea, 7-year United States Air Force veteran, Steve Monteleone, who's become a good friend. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. I know that this is a very special weekend through Veterans Day on Tuesday, and very important, I know, for people to understand the mindset, and you've dealt so closely with your fellow veterans over the years, post 9/11 in particular, that year, a 20-year war. So there are a lot of men and women who are still struggling, and we want to find ways to help. So what was the genesis of you founding this organization?
To be honest with you, I was with a bunch of friends of mine at Old Stonewall in Elwood City, they're golfing, and I just had brought it up to the PGA pro there, Sean Swedinski, and some other guys about, hey, let's have a golf outing and raise money for local veterans. And if you would have told me, you know, 15 years later, it's a pretty cool little small nonprofit for veterans, I probably would have told you you're crazy. But that was the genesis of it, and it just took off.
And for those that don't know, this is a home base. This is made and founded in the region, so it helps our veterans in the tri-state. And I know you've come a long way with many of the vets, but there have been many challenging times, particularly those late night phone calls you have gotten.
Yeah, that's one thing that when I started, I had not prepared myself for. I really didn't know that was going to come, but as it came, you know, I got a lot of phone calls at night, guys struggling mentally, you know, drinking, drugs, and all that stuff. And, you know, it was hard at first to deal with, but, you know, I took some classes with the psychologists and some mental health providers, and I got certified through the state police with suicide prevention. And it really helped me cope with those veterans that are calling me in the middle of the night and just, you know, try to calm them down and talk them off what their bad decision could be.
And in that regard, I know that one of the things that is really tragic is the number of men and women who have taken their own lives over the years, which obviously is first and foremost what you want to prevent. But there are other wounds that aren't as obvious and maybe not as grave, too. So my question, Steve, is always, what can we civilians do to help? We can't ever fully understand what they've gone through, but many of us want to help.
The best thing you can do if a veteran's struggling, just let him talk. You know, let him get it off his chest. Listen to them. You know, let them vent what they want to get off their chest. That's what I do at first. If somebody calls me in the middle of the night, I just let them vent, and then I, you know, just basically ask them some questions. You know, what's their issues, stuff like that. And that's the best thing you do, is just listen, because they really just want to be, you know, available and have people available to talk to so they can get things off their chest. It's basically what it comes down to.
And one of the things you've been most successful with, as you have shared with me, is the gathering you're having now with other vets, where they feel a lot more comfortable sharing some of the stories they would otherwise not do with other people.
Yeah, it's one of the things I really focused on the last 6 years is mental health. So what we do is once a month we have veteran meetings at our office in Wexford. We average about 14 guys a session. There's no professionals there. There's no, nobody from the VA, no licensed professional there, counselors. It's just us sitting around in a circle and just talking. And when I first started it, a while back, it was really emotional. We had a lot of anger, a lot of crying. I told everybody, hey, look, we're not here to judge anybody. We're not here to point fingers, say what you got to say. And, typical veteran style, that's how it was. And it's been really therapeutic for everybody. So we do that once a month. And, the first step is getting them to come through the door. And once they do that and they see that, hey, this isn't anything I thought it would be, and it's been very helpful for a lot of veterans. And also we have an equestrian program that we started a while back as well with Orchard View Stables in Wexford. And I can't tell you how that program has changed a lot of our veterans' lives as well.
It's amazing, Steve, the power that the horses have in connecting. And I know that there are young people on the autism spectrum that have utilized the equestrian programs, and it's been so successful for veterans. That's a really great and relatively new offering. And you got another big deal coming up next week at Rivers Casino for Y108, our brother station with Cal and Amanda. You've got the Star Spangled Banger. A lot of talent going to be performing.
Yeah, they have a bunch of acts, a couple of local acts, and then a bunch of acts from Nashville coming up. We're the beneficiary. It's a great night. We did it last year, and we had a blast. We had, I think I'm bringing 19 veterans and a guest, and it's just a great night for the camaraderie and having a good time. And, that's one thing that we try to focus on as well is, having events throughout the year where we can get together as a group, as a family. So it's pretty cool to see, because then, the kids are making new friends, the wives are making new friends, and obviously the veterans are making new friends as well. And you see that, and that's what it's about. You see that camaraderie that you didn't have, or you missed, I should say, when you were in the military.
And that is November 13th, next week, 13th. Already on Thursday night. Lanco, George Burge, Cameron Marlowe, Graylin James, Red Farron, Randall King, Morgan Gruber, who's a great young talent from here, right?
Yeah, we actually sponsor her the last 2 years. We sponsor her tour, helped her out a little bit because she's giving back to us, so we gave back to her, and she's great. She's been awesome. So she was on American Idol, I think, 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I remember she would come and sing the national anthem for your golf event, too.
Yeah, she's come to our events. She sang in our Sportsman's Bash a couple times, has sung the national anthem. She's great. She's actually moved to Nashville. She's coming back next week for that.
And that, again, is next Thursday at Rivers Casino's Event Center. It's about the Warrior Foundation, IATW.us. They've got other events going on, including hockey, which is a great relief and stress reliever. And Steve, thank you for all you have done for our veterans, and thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for having me all these years. You're the best.
You got it, brother.
With more than 800 flights cut today, travelers have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
A lot of people have expressed that same sentiment. It's not even so much of getting where you want to go. It's, hey, am I going to be able to get back? We had a travel expert, Bobby Laurie, on, and you can check him out. Just search Bobby Laurie, and he's got kind of a cheat code for dealing with this in the moment.
Some really good pointers, in fact. In Louisville, it's now 13 dead and 9 missing after the UPS crash. Now, the mayor out there says the grim task of finding and identifying victims continues.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
And really unimaginable in this scenario. That's really, at this point, after all the time that has gone by, you have 9 people missing.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kindle seen pass. Shot! Kindle to Crosby. A power play goal. And the Penguins have the lead.
So, Larry, with that, Sydney now leads the NHL with 11 power play goals. He scored two of them last night.
Yeah, and he outbattled Alexander Ovechkin, who the night before scored his 900th goal, all-time record for the NHL. And halfway through the first period, the fans at PPG were shown a video of that goal on the big screen, and the place gave him a standing ovation.
That's awesome. And, yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, it's just good sportsmanship, and it was a great night, mostly because Sid scored two and won the game. Thank you, Paul. Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we go live to New York. CBS's Michael Wallace, who's got his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on, don't you, Michael?
I need more fingers, Larry.
Obviously, the big news is this government shutdown, day 38, longest in history, but travel in particular, we don't know exactly what's going to transpire here in the next week, starting with today. But that said, are you hearing anything that would indicate there is any movement in Washington to try to get a done deal and open the government?
Yeah, not really. I mean, there's another vote today. Republicans are trying a little something different today. This plan that they're going to vote on involves a vote on advancing the House's continuing resolution and then amending it to include some long-term appropriation bills and an extension of government funding beyond the next date, which is November 21st. But Democrats still seem pretty entrenched on this idea that they want those, enhanced tax credits for Obamacare included in any deal. So there'll be another vote today, but it doesn't seem like anything is going to come out of it. And then the Senate leaves for the weekend, so all this would continue until at least Monday.
Michael, I'm reading in your CBS News website that there is a promise, apparently, to hold a vote on extending health care subsidies. Would that be a good thing for the Democrat? Would a couple peel away?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible a couple could peel away. I mean, the hope is, right, on both sides, the hope is two or three people on the other side of the aisle will say, you know what, we've had a couple of close calls with airlines in the sky and on runways. We've got tired air traffic controllers. We've got all these government employees now, lining up at food banks. You know what, I'm gonna break with my party. I'm going to vote for this thing just so we can get this government open, and then we can tackle all the other issues later. That's the hope that both sides have. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, though.
And if they open the government, Paul and I understand that it wouldn't be open long before they'd be right back to trying to do it again. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, whatever they agreed to now, there's that November 21st date. That would be the next deadline. So even if they came up with a deal in the next 10 minutes, well, now you're 2 weeks away from another deadline, and we could be right back in the same situation all over again. It's a mess.
We're with CBS's Michael Wallace. That said, many people, including 2 million in the state of Pennsylvania, who have some food insecurity and receive SNAP benefits, continue to wait. Now, the latest we heard was they're going to fund half of it with contingency money, but it may take a long time before any of that reaches any recipients.
And Michael, now we have the new twist, of course, with the federal judge ordering the Trump administration to pay the full amount for November.
Yeah, full amount, which the Trump administration appealed right away. I think the term the administration used was, that's an absurd ruling. The White House said we can't have a federal court telling the president how to triage this. Yeah, so, first of all, that appeal has already been filed. 50%, 100%, even if you get 100% of it funded through contingency funds and everything else, it's going to take, from the experts we've heard, it will take weeks to get those payments ramped up again and onto people's, EBTA cards that they used to use their benefits. So, again, just like with the government shutdown and getting the airlines back on track, getting the SNAP benefits back on track, if and when a deal is reached, is going to take weeks before everything's back up to full speed.
Well, that said, I'm curious, if a miracle happens and they would open the government today, I wonder how long it would take through that route to get SNAP benefits restarted.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but everything that we've been told is say it would be at least a week or two to even get that going if you didn't have contingency plans involved, if it were just the government and a new spending bill. Here's your money, get to it, get the money to the people. It takes a while to, you know, start, get people back in their offices, government employees. They got to restart the USDA employees who handle SNAP benefits and you know, administer them. They got to get back up to speed. They got to get their computer systems going. They got to get the money to the right accounts and whatnot. So, yeah, it's going to take at least several days once this deal is reached, whenever that is.
Flying anywhere soon, Michael?
Well, I do have something planned for Christmas. I'm hoping we're done by then. I mean, what a mess today, right? Well, actually, I just had the FlightAware site up. We have 10,000 delays already today, 1,100 cancellations. This, of course, due to the new administration decision to cut flights at 40 high-impact airports. 4% of the flights today at those 40 airports are being cut, and by next week that's going to be ramped up to 10% of all flights at those airports. So yeah. A lot of experts are saying if you're flying, you know, pack some extra clothes if you can, pack some extra medication, because you may be stranded for a day or two while they figure out this schedule.
You know, I was just looking at this page. In fact, I was going to be talking about it as we ended our conversation. And there's something crazy about this FlightAware website that drives me nuts. You see the total delays, 10,763, and then you look in the one below it, it says delays within the United States, 690. And then you look at the cancellations, and that's a lower number. I don't know why they don't just put the lower numbers up there and leave the totals out. Right?
You have enough misery to deal with already, right?
Yeah.
All right, Michael, as always, appreciate your time and input. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys, you too. Thanks.
CBS is Michael Wallace.
And getting back to the FlightAware website, out of curiosity, I just kind of paged down a few minutes ago to see which airlines were canceling the most flights.
And?
Now, listen, these are the top six airlines that have canceled the most flights. Listen to the names of the airlines. This is just what we heard from Bobby last hour. Number one, SkyWest. Regional carrier. Number two, Southwest. Number three, Republic. Regional carrier. Number four, Endeavor Air. Regional carrier. Number five, United. Number six, Envoy Air. Another regional carrier.
And we had a travel expert named Bobby Laurie on last hour, and he told us that it'll be the regional flights that get scratched because they don't make as much money. And that makes sense from an economic standpoint. And that good digging on your part, Paul. But that said, back to the SNAP benefits, I was thinking about, guess what? If you have 2 million people in the state of Pennsylvania without vouchers through the program, which is SNAP is the new name of food stamps in the last mm-hmm. few years, right?
Yeah.
They're not spending at the grocery stores.
There's an economic impact, isn't
grocery
there?
Grocery yeah. stores must be going out of their minds because that's a lot of money that people don't have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To spend at the grocery stores. You know, just fallout effect.
Even the people who are using SNAP as a supplement to their budget from food, they're going to pull back by that amount at least, right?
Yeah, so you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars taken out of the food economy, and people are struggling and suffering. And I hope they find a way. It doesn't seem likely today. And then if, as Michael Wallace pointed out, what's trending, tea?
Flights.
Oh, man. This is putting, because so many people want to plan for their holiday travel, not just Thanksgiving.
Yes, I do. I travel for Christmas every year. And I am just like...
There's a lot in limbo.
My daughter, Kayla, she flew out yesterday. She went to Jacksonville to see my daughter. So she was able, she wasn't involved in all of this, but she had some friends that are flying in. From Columbus to Atlanta, I think she said, and then from Atlanta to Jacksonville.
Well, some of those short hops on the regional airlines are in jeopardy.
Yes, big time. So we have our fingers crossed and hoping that everything works out. But this is not good.
It's not good. And I also,
I'm just saying it just in general. I don't care. Party, affiliation.
Forget the party politics.
This is devastating for some people.
Nobody who is a SNAP recipient cares about the politics today. They just want it solved. You could argue about everything else
later, but people, I've read lots and lots and lots of stories from people who literally have nothing. I mean, nothing to eat. You know, when I was out at the food bank, I'm asking questions because I'm like, how many times can you visit a location? Like, how many times can you go? I think it's twice a week you can, go and grab, grab and go and get the things that you need. But the longer, it's worse than the pandemic.
Is that what
levels?
They said?
Yes.
I heard in your report,
that
and I'm thinking to myself,
very disturbing to me. The pandemic levels, that is tough. And I mean, you look around, just look on social media, and you see people rely heavily on SNAP benefets.
2 million
in
Pennsylvania.
2 million Pennsylvanians and
130,000 in Allegheny County.
Yes, alone.
To give you some idea.
Yeah. So,
and like I said to Paul, think of the economic impact. Think of all the grocers who sell the food.
They make their money. I mean, no matter how you feel about it, let me tell you this. They make their money off of food stamps. They make at SNAP benefits.
Well, when they spend it, I mean, sure. So they're getting hit hard too. And then is that food, how do they plan? It's hurting them economically.
Absolutely.
Too.
Are you going to, the meat that sits there, I mean.
It's causing a lot of ripple effect, and it's hurting people, and it's hurting families and children and older Americans. So.
And at times like this, Larry, people don't, I mean, businesses don't just snap back just like that. You know, it's been, 38 days today,
the longest
right?
government shutdown in history. So I recommend if you are, even it's so easy to do, reach out to your politicians, your United States congressmen or women, Fetterman and at least Fetterman and McCormick are aligned on this particular issue. And for feeding people, I hope they get something done, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen today.
I wouldn't care what anyone said.
Let them know that you're upset.
And I've been there. I was a single mom of three. I mean, I received SNAP benefits, child care partnership, all of these programs that helped me get from point A to point B. So I'm a product of this. I know how it works. I know how it affects a person when they don't have the assistance at hand. This is devastating, Larry. This is hurtful to see, you know, and across the board, Larry, we have got to get to a better place. This is unbelievable. But anyway,
that said, there was a movie called Network years ago, and there was a scene, and this reminds me of it.
That's right.
That's how a lot of people are feeling right now.
Absolutely. Knock on wood. Absolutely.
Hey, one other trending note, they've been publishing for 207 years, the Farmer's Almanac will no longer publish. The one for 2026, which is out, will not.
Why?
It doesn't make, you know, they don't want to print. They're not getting, you know, social media.
So how would you get the information? So, just go online? Is that what they're
No,
asking?
They're dropping their online at the end of this year,
oh,
too.
My
so it's just
going to
go away. This was up.
Were they not telling the truth? Is that
no, no.
Is?
It's
just
the cost
kidding.
Of doing this
I'm
stuff.
Just kidding.
You know, these are great little tidbits. You know, people have just enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah, you read through it and you get, you know, the good little information.
The weather,
fun
the
moon.
The weather, the moon. The food.
Yeah, I mean.
Great sayings.
Cost? They're probably saving a large amount of money.
They're going
cost,
out of business.
Right? Oh, they're going out of business.
There's no, forget the cost. It's too.
Oh, wow.
They're done after this year.
So and we can depend on you.
Think about the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette publishing for 239 years, and you get two papers a week, one on Thursday, and still they print the Sunday edition.
Right.
But at some point, that'll go too. That's what's trending, T.
Are you leaving? Are you going out of town?
No.
Pumpkin spice or apple cinnamon? Fall flavors, what do you say?
Apple cinnamon.
Me too. Yeah. Apple
All
cinnamon.
All right, we finally
I'm
agree
not a
on
pumpkin
something.
Girl. I'm not a pumpkin. I'm a sweet potato pie.
Tim Myra Rush, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the Big K Morning Show, getting ready for the weekend. We've got Friday Night Lights, our high school playoff game of the week. McKeesport versus Thomas Jefferson at Char Valley. Our coverage begins at 6. We have the Veterans Day Parade tomorrow morning starting at 10:30 in downtown Pittsburgh. And another event on Sunday. And our next guest, Troy Schooley, is the CEO at P3R. Troy, you can see him, by the way, on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, we were together 2 weeks ago at Robert Morris University, a really great sports summit, and part of that was the NFL draft comes to Pittsburgh, and Troy, you were part of that. You put on big events, yeah. So and I know you're part of the conversation, and you've got an event on Sunday.
Got a big one coming up on Sunday. Thanks for mentioning Robert Morris there, Larry, and thanks for being there. That was such a great event. They do such a great job with their sport management program, so it's always nice to give back. So, but yeah, we have another big event coming up this Sunday, the EQT 10 Miler. It'll be another record year. This is our 13th year doing it, but this year is the first time that it's went over 5,500 participants. So we're excited to welcome people. We've got 33 states represented on Sunday in 4 different countries. So it's always great to get people in from around the world into our city for the weekend. So we're excited.
All right, run us through what we need to know. I know that the race itself, the 10K, is going to start at 7:30, but there's a lot of other things that go into it.
Yeah, 10K will start at 7:30 on West General Robinson Street, right outside of PNC Park. The 10-miler will start at 8:30, right outside of Highmark Stadium, on West Carson. So, some of the roads will start closing around 6:30. The finish line is on Liberty, so we'll have that shut down till around 11 a.m., but really minimal impact for anybody trying to get around the city. Hopefully the weather's great, but we're just excited to welcome people, get out and move with us on Sunday. It's a unique course, Larry. It's essentially our half marathon course backwards. So it's 10 miles of our half marathon course. You know, you get to run over the West End Bridge, which is a great view of our city, the North Shore and through the stadium. So it's a really exciting course that people always give us great feedback that they loved running the half marathon course backwards.
And this has grown, as you indicated, but just the whole, the concept of just running. I feel like Forrest Gump. I'm just running.
You're right. I mean, there's a running boom going on in the country right now. And, you know, we're taking full advantage of it here in Pittsburgh. You know, I think we're essentially leading the way. This year, we're expecting 50,000 runners for our Pittsburgh Marathon, which will be one of the top 10 marathons in the country if we get to 50,000. So people are getting out and moving. We've really leaned into the movement aspect of it. You don't need to be an elite runner. We just want you out there, whether it's walking, jogging, and running with us, because we know at the end of the day, when you cross that finish line, you're going to feel better about yourself and probably get out the next day and say, hey, this made me feel really good. Let's continue to on this journey of running. And maybe you run your first half marathon or marathon. If not, you can continue to run 5Ks and feel good about yourself, not just physically, Larry, but mentally, I think.
I think that's a great relief for a lot of people. Stress reliever definitely is to go out and run. To your point, you don't have to be a marathoner to enjoy the benefits of running.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Troy, good luck on Sunday. Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
Troy Schooley, the CEO at P3R. And by the way, you can go to Pittsburgh10miler.org to get details. Still not too late to get involved. That's Pittsburgh10miler.org.
With more than 800 flights cut today, travelers have good reason for concern.
Tons of anxiety.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm actually more worried about getting back.
And that's the sentiment of a lot of people. Getting there may be one thing, especially early before it goes to the full 10%. But getting back, people have a lot of anxiety.
As we heard earlier from one of our guests, it's regional flights that the airlines will be canceling first because they're less profitable, obviously, than New York to Los Angeles. Here in Pittsburgh, we have four cancellations so far today. Regional jet flights that were bound for JFK, Philadelphia, LaGuardia, or Newark. That would be split between American, Delta, and United Airlines. But again, those would be their regional carriers.
Correct.
Moving on. In Louisville, it's now 13 dead, 9 missing after the UPS crash. And the mayor says they're working on a grim task now of finding and identifying the other victims.
The teams will be out there searching through the debris now in what's called a delayering search.
And even though we were told yesterday by an aviation expert the official NTSB investigation may take up to 2 years, they're getting hints that there were issues with the aircraft's engine attachment.
And at PPG Paints Arena.
The puck smartly moving around on this power play for Pittsburgh. And Rust, he was the shooter. Kindle seam pass. Shots!
So Sidney leads the NHL now with 11 power play goals. He scored 2 last night.
And he outplayed Alexander Ovechkin for the Washington Capitals, who the night before notched his 900th, which is the most goals in NHL history. And halfway through the first period, they showed a video of that goal to the crowd, and they gave Ovi a standing ovation.
Awesome.
And his team... And the Penguin players, all, you know how they tap their sticks, and then Ovi gave a wave to the crowd. So it was a nice moment of sportsmanship. Imagine that, Paul. Sportsmanship.
Here's a concept we would like to have a little more of on Capitol Hill.
Thank you. Meanwhile, Penguins are the hottest team in hockey right now.
Did you hear who fed Crosby the pass that turned into the goal?
This young guy.
Ben Kindle, the rookie. He's on the power play. He's on the line with Crosby.
He's like 12 years old.
He's playing out of his head. He's terrific.
Yeah, he's been a difference maker.
I think we have a star in the making.
We do. and we have a new coach, and sometimes that can be the difference. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and joining us is the commander of the War Federation of Allegheny County and chair of this year's Veterans Day Parade, retired Army Sergeant Major Joe Podolinski. Sergeant Major, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
First and foremost, thank you for your service to our country.
It is my honor, sir.
And in your role, you are part of the parade committee. So, as you know, one of the largest in the nation, and it kicks off at 10:30 tomorrow. Looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate, sir.
Well, that's great. I know a few years ago we had rain, but, you know, this year it looks good. So we are the oldest and the continuous parade in America.
Is that right? I did not know that. And
yes, sir. We beat New York by an hour and a half. We do it 10:30 when they started it. Theirs, it was at noon.
Outstanding. I love it.
How big of a parade will we have this year?
Well, I think we have 100 and some units in the parade this year. So I think we're up to about 107 units. So,
and as a veteran, sir, what does this mean to our men and women who have served?
Oh, it's a great deal. I mean, this year we're honoring the Vietnam veterans, and we had a dinner Wednesday the 5th of this month honoring our Vietnam veterans. And, you know, it's just something we appreciate, male and female soldiers. So it's a great honor to be the commander this year.
And tell us about your service, please.
Well, I volunteered for the draft in 1969, and I didn't go to Vietnam. I went to Germany. Then I had a six-year break, and then I went into the Pennsylvania National Guard and spent 34 years.
And 34 years, career officer. And when you hear about the young men and women in, say, the post-9/11 service after 20 years of war there, are you able to connect with them in some way?
Yes, yes. We still, I still communicate with some of the soldiers I served with. Actually, this year we had Group D from Washington, PA, and the attack battalion out of Johnstown. We had our second year reunion this year. So it was kind of a unique experience. We had a UH-1 helicopter there, so it was nice.
Can you describe for us what a typical day was like when you were serving in the Guard?
Yeah, it was basically weekends, and then 2 weeks out of the year we did our duties. You know, served, try to keep up to date with all the technologies of today. Yes, sir.
And this parade will last for how long, Sergeant Major?
Probably around 2 hours, 2.5 max.
And all branches will be represented.
Yes, sir.
And what message would you like to give the rest of us who have not served?
Well, I think it's an honor to serve our country. I just, I found it, you meet different people, different nationalities and different religions. And it just, it's a brotherly and sisterly love that you bond with people. So it's just something that you will never forget in your life, that you still run into, you still meet people, you enjoy time together. So I just think it's a bond that you'd never forget.
Well, we appreciate you taking time. Salute you and the men and women who serve and their families who have also sacrificed greatly. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant Major Joe Podolinski, retired Army and commander of the War Federation of Allegheny County and chair of this year's Veterans Day Parade. with a special salute to Vietnam vets.
And in terms of service, at moment right now, less than 1% of Americans are serving in our military right now. Back in 2023, the estimate was 1.3 million active duty members in the U.S.
That's a great point.
It's a very exclusive club.
It is, and the other 99% of us should be grateful. And this region, if you talk to veterans, is especially appreciative. In southwestern Pennsylvania, per capita, we have one of the highest serving men and women veteran groups in the country. And what I didn't know going in is our Veterans Day parade is the oldest.
We learned by that 90 minutes, by the way. And oh, by the way, as of 2023, about 6% of the American population, just under 16 million, are military veterans.
So thank a veteran. I know a lot of people do that anytime they can, but this weekend and into Veterans Day Tuesday would be especially nice. Coming up, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show is going to be filmed, not in Cleveland. They've done this. It's going to be in L.A. Do you know?
Oh, you mean the presentation ceremony?
Yeah, the big party with the rock music and other artists doing some of the artists' songs, the covers. Some of those shows have been actually really outstanding.
I guess they have it there because it's easier to get people there. You know, like they're already around.
Do you know who's on the list? You'll find out. Coming up, stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Tomorrow night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2005 induction class will be at the Los Angeles, you know, the big thing where they do the, what's the name of that?
The Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, no, not the Hollywood Bowl.
The Coliseum?
No, it's the place where they do the Oscars.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched the Oscars in decades. I wouldn't have any
Last time you watched the Oscars.
Let's find out.
Peter Fonda was
I think Billy Crystal was the host. Let me put it that way.
So they're going to have, is it the Dolby Theater? Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Andy Lindberg.
What is the Dolby Theater, Larry?
It's the theater in Los Angeles.
No, that was my Jeopardy answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is? So here's the list. Bad Company. Can you name one song?
Feel Like Making Love.
Wow. That didn't take long.
No.
Chubby Checker. The guy that invented the
twist.
I'll
never forget when I drove by his home in New Orleans, and it stood out, by the way.
Joe Cocker. Who could forget him? You are so...
And the duet with Jennifer Warren's Up Where We Belong back in the early 80s. A beautiful song.
Cyndi Lauper. Time After Time. She's had a bunch of hits. She's still performing.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Is that true, Aaron?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You've heard that song before.
Yeah, absolutely. Girls Want to Have Fun, shop, get their nails done, eat.
Outkast.
Yeah. Hey Ya, right?
Yeah, that's the song, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Yes.
Soundgarden and the White Stripes. And then there's two categories, musical influence, Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon, who just fairly recently passed.
Yeah, Warren Zevon was like a one-hit wonder for radio people, but boy, did he have a following. Werewolves of London, right?
Werewolves of London. You know, he performed that on the Ed Sullivan show, or somebody's show, and was never asked back.
Yeah, definitely, you know, kind of on the edge of what was going on at that time, but babe, I remember it well.
I actually enjoy watching these shows because a lot of times you see other artists do their songs, you know, or groups of artists, famous people.
Yeah, and like they'll cover the person's song, right, or the group.
Yeah, yeah. Elton John's going to perform as one of
well,
the
Well, there's
highlights.
A reason to tune in, right, in and of itself, right?
Yeah, he's going to be doing, let's see, whose songs... Elton John is doing, I just heard this. Anyway, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is tomorrow night in Los Angeles, not in Cleveland.
Yeah, plus they're set up, I think, at the Dolby Theater to put on a big show. Probably have trouble doing that in Cleveland.
What is it, Andy? Peacock It used to be the Dolby, right? Or no, it's a, who knows? They changed names.
Yeah, the sponsors come, the sponsors go, right?
Naming rights. What else is going on? What's on your radar? What are you doing this weekend, Aaron?
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Aaron. He's going to start with you.
That's all right. I am not doing too much. I'm entering a very busy season performance-wise. I do a Christmas show with my church, so lots of rehearsals coming up. So this weekend's very chill.
Yeah, for me personally, I don't have a Pitt game. They're on a bye week, and the Steelers are in Los Angeles.
Hey, it's a vacation weekend for
Sunday
Larry.
Sunday night. Chores. What are you doing?
I have a fairly busy weekend ahead. A friend of mine and I plan to get together for early dinner. In my world, that's an early dinner. And then we're going to check out that new movie, Nuremberg.
Yeah, I might go to the movies.
And then when I woke up this morning, a friend had texted me and wanted to know if I'd go to the game the Mountaineers game with Colorado tomorrow, but I'm going to be busy doing other things. But yeah, and then on Sunday, there's the usual running around. And yeah, so I'll take some time and sit in front of the TV and watch the NFL, I'm sure.
And they're about to announce the Grammy Award nominees. And that show's not till February 1st, but they announced the nominees this morning. Guess where? From Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And the ceremony will take place at the Crypto.com arena.
Crypto.com?
Now, uh-huh. I assume that Crypto.com is what used to be Staples Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
It's the, yeah.
Three Chinese astronauts stranded in orbit.
Yeah, we can't even hear that word, right?
Here we go. It's remember on Pee Wee's Playhouse when they would say a certain word and then the whole room would erupt? Well,
yes.
Our word is China.
You've created that. Especially with this music.
Oh, boy.
Three Chinese astronauts are stranded in orbit after some space junk hit their return capsule. So they've got to wait till Beijing tries to figure something out.
I guess they can't chance it on re-entry because of the pressurization problems or the fact that some damage could somehow prevent them from getting back, like the heat shield or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
But this happened. As Aaron said, this is happening a lot.
It is. I don't get it.
Actually, when you think about all the stuff that's flying around up there, it's amazing it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt I would be comfortable. Oh, by the way, they've already been there 6 months.
So I'm sure they've been enjoying one another's company.
I wonder if they took the odor eliminator knockout with them.
And honestly, what are they eating? Packaged food.
Chinese food.
Egg rolls.
I don't think they have egg rolls in space.
Spring roll.
Freeze dried.
It's pretty hard to fry in space, I would imagine.
I wonder, though, if I asked the president what the Chinese astronauts were eating, what he'd say.
Yep.
And there you have it.
Friday is... Can you tell?
Oh, my.
Our chair will check in with Marty, see what he's working on here in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, Friday Night Lights, our high school football game of the week. It's time for playoffs. Yes, McKeesport taking on Thomas Jefferson at Char Valley. And joining us on our live stream is Hall of Fame writer from the Post-Gazette. Nobody knows more about high school sports, in particular football and basketball, than Mike White. And you can log on to kdkradio.com and see Mike on the radio, thanks to Metropolitan Window Company. Michael, good morning.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. I always love this time of year for the playoffs, and I know it means so much to the players, their families, the fans, the community, really. And the community really, in this case, is going to rally around this game tonight. It's a marquee matchup.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best games of the weekend. We have semifinal games, quarterfinal games, Larry. And I've always said, to me, and doing this for so long, The WPIL quarterfinals and semifinals in basketball and football are, to me, the best things of the entire high school sports year. Crowds are better. It just seems like for whatever reason. And, boy, and you've got a semifinal game tonight that is a marquee matchup. It's a rematch of last year's championship, but it's a marquee matchup also because of the running backs involved. And I'm talking about McKee Sports, Kimon Spell, and Thomas Jefferson's Tyler Eber. Spell, Lair, ranked the number one running back in the junior class in the country. And there's a lot of interest in him in his future in college. He had committed to Penn State, but after James Franklin was let go, he has opened up his recruitment. I think there's a chance he might end up at Notre Dame. He's even looking at Georgia now. But he's averaging 12 yards a carry, and 12 yards a carry for the last 2 years. And you look at Tyler Eber, he's not the same kind of running back as Spell, smaller, doesn't have the size and speed, but he has 4,000 yards the past 2 seasons. He just went over 4,000. So a really big game as far as a rematch of last year's championship. But the running back matchup makes it really special.
And Mike, with Bill Chirpak, the legendary coach now for TJ, they're always in the conversation. What is it about Chirp that makes him so successful year after year?
You know, if anybody knew that and could figure it out, you'd probably bottle it and use it for every school. But I think number one is, you know, he's not fancy, and he's basic with their stuff. And then, Lair, they always play kind of the same way, a strong running game, usually strong lines, and he adjusts to his personnel. And it's just a case of, I think, once you establish a program, winning breeds winning. And really, he's the one of the best, if not the best coach, in my eyes, in any sport in WPL history. I mean, he has 10 WPL titles, more than anybody in football history. And he has 5 state championships, more than any WPL football coach. And even if you go look at other sports, not a lot of people win 10 WPL titles. And as I call him, you know, the GOAT is used a lot of times in sports. Well, he's the Billy Goat of WPIL.
Nice. We're with Mike White from the Post-Gazette and, of course, part of our team all year that does a great job covering high school football and basketball. I was thinking driving in this morning, Mike, how the landscape has changed. You mentioned star running back known in the country. What I'm referring to is I'm thinking of Pitt's Mason Heinchel, who last year was in high school outside of Toledo in a place called Oregon, Ohio, and now he's going to get paid, like in excess, I'm sure, just speculating, over $1 million. He's 18 years old, so that's a different mindset now for high school players as they go through their seasons, because it's real for the few who can break through, but there's a real chance for some of these stars to make money.
Well, not a real chance. There's a definite chance. In fact, Larry, I did a pretty big story before the season. I talked to most of the kids who had in the senior class WPL had committed to power conference schools. And what I found out, it doesn't matter who you are, if you're a 5-star or a 3-star, a lot of these kids are being told that, you know, they'll get a couple hundred thousand as a freshman, even if they aren't playing much. And that's the going rate for a lot of the power conference schools. And I had a couple kids tell me from the WPIL, they were even offered 400,000 or more as a freshman. And wow. The other thing they all, a lot of them said was, you know, whether you like it or not, you said I was changing their senior years in high school. Some of them are playing for money. And what I mean by that is they've been told by coaches, hey, you have a really good senior year. You show us more of yourself, you're going to get more money next year as a freshman. Now that isn't why they're playing. They still play for a lot of pride, but you know what? It's a fact. Some of them with a really good senior year, they're going to get more money next year.
It has been a game changer in sports, and I'm sure they haven't settled on how to put the guardrails on it for the future. But in the meantime, with the transfer portal and those big NIL money deals, it's hard for coaches now, especially at the collegiate level, year to year to keep a team together. You've seen that. And they're all over these high school players. Look at Pitt. They got Mason Heinchel. They got Sean Lee. They got their running back that's a true freshman. They're leaning on the youth to win.
Yeah, and Larry, that might, nowadays that might be a little rare because, you know, I know in basketball there are kids in division that are Division I prospects, players, future, that aren't being recruited by Division I schools because these schools are saying, in basketball, you know what, I'll recruit a few high school kids, but I'm going to take kids who already played maybe 2 years, 1 or 2 years in college at Division I level and are transferring rather than go out and spend all my money on high school kids. It has really affected Division II prospects in basketball and football in high school because those Division II schools are now in college are looking and going, you know what, I'll take a few high school kids, but I'll take my kids that are coming down from Division I that didn't make it in Division I and are coming down to our level. So it has affected many, many kids, and it has affected high school recruiting greatly. Not the top of the line kids. They're still going to get it. But it's the guys who maybe are the next in line who it is affected greatly.
Makes me wish I would have stuck with football or hockey.
You'd have been a million-dollar kid.
I'd had 2 years of grade school football, the St. Ursula Vikings, and the reason I quit was I took the angle of pursuit to avoid contact, but the problem was I was on defense. I just got a text, Marty Griffin, ask Mike, hey, what about Central? Don't ignore Central Catholic. What's their chances here this year? They've been rolling.
Here, of course, Marty Griffin, got to talk about Central, right? But, I mean, they're playing Cannon McMillan tonight, and, Cannon McMillan nicer in the playoffs, but they're going to roll. They're going to be in the finals, and I can't see whoever wins Norman North Allegheny. Great story there. Norman could be. They could make it to the championship for the first time in their school history. But the Central, you know, it's not a clear path because there's some pretty good teams in the East, namely Harrisburg and LaSalle College, who they lost to, but they have a chance of winning the state championship this year, but it won't be as easy as people think. There's some good teams out there, but winning the WPIL, that seems like a given for Central.
There you go, Marty. There's your Central update. Mike White, read all about it in the Post-Gazette and listen here at KDKA for the great work that he and our team do every week. Mike, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Take care, buddy.
You got it. Hall of Fame writer. McKeesport versus Thomas Jefferson tonight at Char Valley right here. And our coverage starts at 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.